we decided to build a house together. We saw a book on a coffee table one of our friends had called the Earth Bag Book. And I had already done research about geodesic domes and a little bit of research into earthships. And I was always interested in alternative homes because it just seemed to make a lot more sense when it comes to using natural resources and just being good to our environment, being good to the earth. So I already had an interest in that. And I think Paul did too. So when we saw this book on the coffee table called Earth Bag Books, we both instantly got excited about it. I was like, well, this is, we could do this. It's just bags and we just fill it up with dirt or, and you stack them up and you run a couple rows of barbed wire in between and put a little stucco on the inside. Now it sounded pretty easy. We got started.
Yeah, we researched all the alternative buildings and everything, like the cordwood, the hay bale, straw bale, well, we looked at an earthship, which this kind of started out to be with a tire pack and everything, but way too labor intensive. Mm-hmm. Everything we stacked up, the tornado ability, the earthquake, even hose up to earthquakes, they put them on the plates out in California and they cannot knock them down. Mm-hmm. So we were looking at all the aspects, what we thought would be the strongest and the best building material for us. And we came up with a bag home. I mean, it's bug proof, fire proof, tornado proof, earthquake proof. So it, you know. But it's not totally waterproof yet. We've got to water. We're working on that. Most of these homes are built out in California, Southern California, and New Mexico, where there's not. They get 10 inches of rain a year. We get, what, close to 50, 60 a year. So that's becoming a little problem, but I think we've got it under control with our mixtures of plaster.
How long have you been in your home?
Well, right now, technically, we're not in the house because we're still working on it. We're in the dry. Paul put a beautiful beams and pine flooring, which was actually, since it's a second story, it's the flooring, but it's also the ceiling. But we decided, first we were living in a Fayetteville apartment and decided that we just needed to be out there full time since it's 45 minutes north.
We found every spare moment while I was getting off. We were driving all the way to Garfield from Fayetteville. And I was like, golly. Just one day I said, Lisa, we ought to just get out of the park and just buy us a camper and move out here. And I didn't think she would agree. She did pretty quickly. So that's where we're at still.
Did you find that commitment when you go ahead and say, hey, listen, let's just move there, did that tend to really spur kind of really get you going even more?
When you're living in a 24-foot space, it motivates you for sure and causes some, you know, why am I doing this? What, is this going to be worth it? You know?
Oh, yeah. I have my burnout days where like, I hate this house. I hate what the heck am I doing? And I want to quit. I want to run away. But then, you know, I wake up the next day and it's like, oh, I love this place. Oh, I've put so much time and effort into it, and I can't wait to work on this project and do this. And so it really is a labor of love. It is very labor intensive.
It becomes a part of you.
And not only that, we have the opportunity to share it with other people. That's what's important to me, that not only are we just doing this for ourselves and to prepare ourselves for the future and to live debt-free, but to also show other people how they can do the same thing. Our goal is to be off the grid next year, hopefully.
And, you know, you mentioned that these tours, it's not just, hey, this is what and this is how it works. Y'all talk about city codes. Y'all talk about not just how to build one of these things, but it kind of sounds like how to operate in one of these structures.
Well, it's important that when people come out, number one, they see what the Earth Bag Home is all about. And we did get a building permit, which initially we did not know we even needed one because we live on 20 acres out in a rural area. But we took them the Earth Bag books and we had a couple meetings with them, and they actually got a lot of information out of California from the building inspectors there that proved to them that these are earthquake proof, tornado proof, structurally very sound, in fact more sound than a box home. And so they're satisfied in that. Where we might run into a little bit of headbutting is whenever we get to our septic system. Now, we already had someone come out and do the septic design. But
you have to do that before you need to get power to the property.
But we learned that in the process.
And it's something I didn't even think about. So there was some. So when you first presented this to city planners, I'm guessing this was something totally new to them. Had they
We're dealing
ever,
with a county on this,
right?
But
okay.
You know, we don't have restrictions like we would in the city, but. Yeah,
well, there's another family in Rogers that had already built a straw bale home and a tire bale home. So they had already kind of set the pathway and kind of jumped through some hoops and already satisfied the inspectors with some information already. So they kind of got the ball rolling in that sense, and that they were already familiar with that family and what they had built. So it just made it a little bit easier for us. And we hope, too, that other people that come along that start building these homes, hopefully we've kind of opened a pathway for them, too. It should be getting easier and easier. Homes have really not improved over the years. They're just using more resources, and they're not very sustainable. I mean, they may say that they're using sustainable materials, and but they're really not. I mean, this home we plan to build for less than $10,000. It is possible, especially if you use a lot of recycled materials. We've used automobile tires. We've used beer bottles, cans, discarded tiles. I don't know. We've used clay from our land. We've used the rocks. And then we go to flea markets and stuff, and we find doors, windows,